Hi everyone, and welcome to Let's Skip the Salad. I'm Christine Zogabe, and today I'm going to be talking about a topic that I think doesn't really get talked about too much in the health field, called nutrition misinformation, the diet culture obsession. That's a little title I came up with on my own, and all the misinformation there is about nutrition in this age of health and wellness and clean eating, and how people in our culture are just totally obsessed with diet culture and thinking thin is better. All right, so I'm first going to be talking about how people have started to place a moral character on food. They call foods like good foods or bad foods. And when in reality, food is just food. When people start to categorize food into good and bad, it creates this cycle in their head of like, they've done something wrong if they eat a piece of pizza or if they eat French fries or ice cream. And in reality, it's just, that's not how it is. That's how you create a negative relationship with food. And ultimately, a lot of the time, it leads to binge eating disorders and other types of eating disorders, which that's not a good road to go down. People call sugar poison. And while I don't think that sugar should be eaten like crazy, I don't think it's poison. I think that food is meant to be enjoyed, and by putting that negative label on it, again, it creates that in people's heads that like, this is evil, this is bad, and like, it's really just sugar. So the next thing I want to talk about is eating foods that fuel your body. This is kind of something you hear a lot, but you're not really sure what it means. While having those treats and foods that are not going to have as much nutritional value is fine, I think it's really important for your mental health and your physical health to eat foods that are going to fuel your body. That's meaning healthy whole grains, fruits, vegetables, proteins, fats. Not eliminating any one food group just because some diet tells you to do so. Your body needs all the macronutrients, and when we eliminate one, it throws our body off. And also, if you don't have any intolerances to certain foods, you really shouldn't be eliminating them, because again, it's going to create that relationship of I shouldn't be eating this or I can't eat it. So then the next time you get an opportunity to have it, when you're done with the diet or whatever it may be, you're going to go crazy and binge on it. And I don't think that's a good cycle to get into. So really just every day focusing on foods that are going to give you energy. Like, focus on getting those 4 servings of veggies a day. And you know, some days you're not going to get in all the servings of veggies, and that's fine. But every day, try to aim to get in the fruits and vegetables that have the antioxidants and vitamins we need. Because as we know, supplementing gummy vitamins really isn't going to do much for us. And making sure we're eating those proteins, those fats, things that are going to keep us fuller for longer. And also not making carbs the devil. We can eat potatoes, we can eat sweet potatoes, we can eat pasta, but just having those foods in moderation, and also knowing the optimal times to eat those carbs, like before a workout. It's really good to keep your body stored with those carbs to use as energy, and you'll have a lot more energy during your workouts. The next topic I kind of want to segue into is exercise. So along with healthy eating and just taking care of our bodies, exercise is something we need to do. Our bodies were made to move. So sitting around all day is just, it's not good for us. It's not good for our physical health, and it's not good for our mental health. People struggle so much with depression and anxiety, but they're really not moving around their bodies. They're sitting down all day at a desk. They're laying in bed watching Netflix or scrolling through Instagram and Twitter, and they're watching people do all this stuff, but they're not actually doing anything. Our bodies were made to move, and that's really important, and I think something that people really forget. Exercise is not supposed to be punishment. It's not supposed to be this thing that's bad. It's it's a way to reward your body, and finding a type of exercise that you like to do is crucial. Also, making the distinction between using exercise for punishment and exercise for reward is huge. When people use exercise as a way to punish their body after they ate pizza the night before, it's not a good cycle to get into, and that's one of the things that leads to disordered eating and body image problems, is using exercise as punishment. Going on the Stairmaster the next day after a night out and burning 8,000 calories because you feel guilty. There shouldn't be shame associated with the food you're eating. Just move on the next day and just try to do better. If you feel like garbage after eating garbage, it's not a surprise. But don't use exercise as punishment. Use exercise as a way to thank your body and appreciate that your body can move. If you have the ability to exercise, you should really try to be thankful for that ability, because some people don't have that opportunity to exercise. Another part of nutrition misinformation that people are receiving is that we live in a culture of fat-free, low-calorie, superfood, clean eating, all of these titles that are put on food that don't necessarily give people a healthy relationship with food. Eat to give your body proper energy. How you feel is everything. If you're eating something and you're not feeling good from it, your body doesn't feel good from it, you probably shouldn't be eating it. But at the same time, you have to kind of find that line between, like, okay, I'm gonna have this drink or go out with my friends and eat this good dinner because I really want something that tastes good and that makes me feel happy. And you can do that, but just know the limit. Another thing I think is really important to touch on is the effect of social media on diet culture. Instagram specifically is a huge issue with this. Instagram is flooded with clean eating, get shredded for summer guides, and you can start to scroll through your Instagram feed and really start to question your worth. Not necessarily you see it one or two times, whatever, but you see this every single day over months and months. It can start to eat away at your psyche. You need to find a list of good accounts that will make you feel good. If you're following someone and you can't relate to them at all, you have a different body type, you eat a different way, they're constantly putting out content about how to lose this amount of weight in this amount of days, you're not going to feel good about yourself. People who are always preaching about getting thin and staying skinny or building the perfect set of abs, and you can't relate to that, then that's not going to be something healthy for you to follow. It's really going to get into your head, and at one point or another, it's going to cause issues in your own life. My biggest piece of advice is to unfollow those people that don't make you feel good. You have every right to unfollow someone, even if they're your friend, even if they're your family. If they are affecting your mental health, unfollow them. It doesn't do you any good to have someone who's going to make you think negatively about yourself on social media. So what does all of this mean in terms of how do you balance your life, eating what you want, not having that food guilt, but also still maintaining good physical health and good internal health? Because ultimately, sometimes our external health is a really good indicator of how our internal health is doing. So for me, I think this means that this doesn't mean you can't have fitness and nutrition goals, but look where these goals are rooted from. Is it because you're jealous or envious or made to feel bad about the body you have? If it is rooted from that place, you need to try to go get help to fix your mind first before you fix your body, because if you're fixing your body for the wrong intentions, you're never going to go anywhere with that. You're going to bounce back and forth your entire life. It's about fixing your mindset first before you conquer those big goals. So root changes because you already love yourself, even though you have flaws. That's a huge, huge part of being able to reach goals. And aim to just become a better person every day. If everyone woke up and said, you know what, I'm going to do the best that I can today for myself, for my body, for my health and my mindset, we'd live in a totally different world. Now, another thing that kind of goes into all of this, nutrition, health, and kind of mental health sort of thing, is the idea that ultimately our physical beauty is not going to stay with us forever. So you could kill yourself in the gym and count your macros to nothing and just develop all of these perfect health habits, and you could get hit by a car the next day and your last meal was boiled asparagus. Like, life is so short, and if we live our lives focused around food and getting a six pack, we're going to find ourselves really unhappy. And say we do live a really long, full life, but all it was filled with was being very selfish and only caring about what we were eating and what workout program we were on, we're going to feel really unfulfilled at the end of our life. Can we help people become better versions of themselves by knowing this stuff? Sure. But ultimately, at the end of your life, people are not going to remember you for your physical appearance. They're going to remember you for the type of person you were. So remember that when you're putting information out on social media and just the kind of person you are with your friends and your family. You want that impression to last. The last thing I kind of want to touch on is, what are some ways that you can reach this healthy lifestyle without kind of going into that path that I was just talking about before? So my first piece of advice for people trying to reach health goals is, give yourself non-scale related goals. Don't make it solely based on what you're going to weigh, because ultimately your health does not equal the number you weigh. You can be in great physical health and the number on the scale can be higher. And I know this because you can weigh more than the accepted body mass or weight that's accepted for your height and whatever, your BMI. And you can have no physical problems. You can have no diabetes, no pre-diabetes. Your blood pressure is fine. If everything is healthy internally, the number on the scale really shouldn't matter. Unfortunately, our culture really places high value on it, but it's really not important unless it is causing you to have other health issues. Aim to eat 4 servings of vegetables a day, like we touched on before. Eat fruit and eat protein and eat fat and eat carbs. Eat all of them. Try to keep what you're eating from a day-to-day basis, quote, healthy. But if you need to have a cheat day here and there, I wouldn't even call it a cheat day. If you need to have a day where you're just not worried about what your food is, that's fine. You don't have to feel guilty for that. The next thing is, set yourself SMART goals. So specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound goals. Not something like, I need to lose 50 pounds in 3 months, because that's not really realistic for most people. Unless you're on some crazy diet, I don't know. And it's not something that's going to be maintainable to your life. And just remember, set your goals to feel good mentally, physically, and emotionally. And that the weight does not define the person we are. So even if you are overweight and you're having health issues, always remember that, yeah, it's good to try to change those things, but it doesn't define the person you are. It doesn't make you a bad person because you have health issues. There's a lot of health shame surrounded right now, and no one ever has the right to make you feel bad about what you put in your body or what your body looks like. Thank you all for listening to today's podcast. I hope this gave you just a little insight on the nutrition information that's out there, how it can be harmful to people, how it can be harmful to mental health, and how it can be harmful to the young minds that are out there looking at these Instagram pages and this content every single day. I hope you enjoyed listening, and you can always email me with any ideas on future podcasts. Thank you.